You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Happy Friday to you and yours. There is a headline right now on 41's website that says the Clay County Commissioner says that the Royals have sent him a term sheet for a possible North Kansas City stadium. Well, we have the Clay County Commissioner on the phone right now. Jason Withington joins us to talk about this term sheet. Jason, happy to have you join us today.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So for people who don't know, explain what this term sheet is.
Yeah, so can't go into details, you know, for confidentiality and everything, but basically it's just an outline of what, you know, if they picked Clay County, what exactly they would be looking for in a potential deal.
To your understanding, has this been sent to Jackson County? Has this been sent to Johnson County and Wyandotte County? Do you think this is something that is exclusive to you guys?
You know, I have no idea. We haven't asked that question. I haven't asked that question. You know, the news has reported that, you know, that the Royals are actively talking to multiple sites. And, you know, even the Royals have said that they're, you know, keeping their options open for the potential deal. So, you know, I don't know. I would assume that they're having similar conversations, but I don't know for sure.
One term that has kind of been thrown out there is transparency. That was given a couple of weeks ago from Ty Masterson, who is on the Kansas side. You kind of use this term as well when you address the residents of Clay County. Why do you think the transparency is so important in this process?
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge proponent of transparency, you know, talking about what we can. And, you know, I promised the citizens that I would keep them updated as much as possible. And, you know, when the governor's coming to town later this afternoon and people started messaging me asking if this was a done deal, and I just wanted them to know, hey, you know, we did receive a term sheet. We are not close to a deal, still a long ways to go. But, you know, I appreciate when I, as a citizen, I like having elected officials, you know, just keep me up, you know, keep the citizens up to date. And I try to do the best that I can also.
To the best of your ability, how would you describe the conversations that you guys have had with the Royals?
Yeah, I think it's been very productive. Again, you know, we just began having these conversations, so still a long ways to go. But I'm not on the negotiating team for the county, but the ones that are have said that the conversation has been very productive. So,
when you mention that these conversations have just begun, are you allowed to tell us when these conversations started?
You know, over the last few months, we've met with the Royals a couple times, and more or less, it was just that, you know, hey, we're still interested in North Kansas City as an option. But over the last couple of weeks, it's seemed to have, especially after the Missouri, the legislature, you know, passed that stadium bill, it seems to have picked up quite a bit.
Right now, we're talking to Jason Withington. He is the Clay County Commissioner. The Royals have sent Clay County a term sheet for what a possible North Kansas City stadium would look like. These renderings are beautiful. What are your, I guess, thoughts? What are your opinions on the rendering that was posted?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, lifelong Northland resident. Love baseball. Grew up Kansas City Royals fan and a Diamondbacks fan. But, Yeah, I think it'd be awesome to have that view at downtown, and you know, in the background, and have a Major League Baseball team in your in our home county. I mean, there's only 32 of those in the country, and I think it'd be awesome to have them.
A lot of people have a vision of downtown baseball. I'm one of those people that have a vision of downtown baseball. I've been to other cities around the country, and just seeing how it works, how the city functions with the stadium downtown is really appealing in my hometown. What do you say to people that want the stadium downtown? What do you think makes Clay County a better option than downtown Kansas City?
Yeah, so, you know, again, I you know, I'm a huge baseball fan, and I take the kids and the family to a new stadium every year, and, you know, we've been to a lot of downtown stadiums, and I love downtown baseball. Honestly, I wish the Royals would have picked the East Village. I thought the East Village would have been a lot better than the East Crossroads, but, you know, Clay County, if you look at, like, the Battery down in Atlanta, Wrigleyville, and Chicago, Clay County could do a similar development. We have, the developer has site control of nearly 100 acres, and, you know, we could create, we already have a pretty solid nightlife with all the breweries and everything down there, but then there's Chicken and Pickle and some other restaurants that, you know, could serve as a base for new development and everything. But yeah, it's a solid nightlife in Clay County. You know, we're a growing county, we're a safe county, and I think we would offer similar amenities like the Battery in Wrigleyville.
You mentioned not liking the Crossroad idea. I wasn't too thrilled about the Crossroad idea, but I am very passionate about keeping the baseball stadium on this side of state line. Well, we know with Crossroad, they were going to have to clear out some space to make that possible. Is that going to be a concern in North Kansas City, or do you guys have all the space already necessary to build? It's very something very similar to what you described in Atlanta.
Yeah, so, you know, the developer has 100% site control. And, you know, I think there would be some potential businesses impacted. But, you know, one of the things the county has talked about is working with our Economic Development Council at the county and everything to work with any impacted business owners on how we can relocate them and keep them in Clay County. So that's, you know, that's something that we have really been talking about and seriously considering, because, you know, we don't want anybody to, you know, as we talk about not losing any the Royals or the Chiefs to, you know, Kansas, we don't want to lose any of our other small businesses or any of our other businesses, for that matter, to anywhere else. We would like to keep them in Clay County. So, yeah, we've been having those conversations also.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right now, we're talking to Jason Withington. He is the Clay County Commissioner. They have been sent a term sheet from the Royals for a possible North Kansas City stadium. A lot of people are concerned about the ability to get in and out of Clay County. Don't really think necessarily it's the best place to put a stadium. What concerns do you have about people's ability to get in and out of a new downtown or a new ballpark?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, ingress and egress is definitely one of the top concerns that a lot of people have shared. you know, I'm really not too worried about it. Yeah, sure, there's improvements that need to be made, but, you know, people forget that North Kansas City is a population of 5,000 to 7,000, but have close to 100,000 people pass through it every day. You know, it's an industrial part of the city, and plus, you know, a lot of people drive through to get home from downtown to Platte and Clay County. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that drive through every day. But the state legislature has also, state senator, now state senator Maggie Nuremberg, when she was in the House just last term, she secured, I believe it was $30 or $35 million for infrastructure improvements there at the I-35, I-29 split. And that was even before the Royals were talking about North Kansas City. So, infrastructure improvements is definitely something that a lot of people have been looking at for that area prior to the Royals.
This is obviously going to cost a whole lot of money. I don't have to tell you that. Clay County doesn't have the base of people that Johnson County has or Jackson County has. In terms of, I guess, your portion of paying for things, what is the plan in Clay County? Tomorrow, if the Royals say, we want to move here, we love this idea, we want to work together, how is Clay County going to help pay for all of these new things?
Yeah, so, you know, the state just passed that that bill that would pay for 50% of the stadium costs. You know, it's no secret that we'd have to go to the voters for a sales tax. But, you know, based on the polling that was out earlier this year that we saw, by a wide margin, Clay County as a whole seems to support the idea of a sales tax for the Royals. So, you know, that would generate a couple hundred million also. But then, you know, the team's going to have to pony up some money also.
Jason, could you see a possibility of a joint venture between Jackson and Clay County to just kind of keep the Kansas counties out of it and Jackson and Clay work together to keep the Royals on this side of state line?
Oh, absolutely. So I think, when Governor Mike Parson started this conversation towards the end of his term, you know, the Missouri plan was to expand the tax base for the stadiums, move the Royals to the North Kansas City. The Chiefs stay in Jackson County. That way, you know, Clay County gives 100% of our sales tax to the Royals. Jackson County gave 100% sales tax to the Chiefs. And, you know, Clay County has always been willing to be part of the Missouri plan, if you will, to keeping those teams here.
Right now we're talking to Jason Withington. He is the Clay County Commissioner. The Royals have sent North Kansas City a term sheet for a possible North Kansas City stadium. Jason, do you have any idea of a timeline of when this thing could possibly be wrapping up? It feels like we have been having very similar conversations now for, I don't know, 14, 15 months. It's certainly been a while. Do you have any indication of when the Royals are going to make their decision?
Yeah, no, I have no idea. I mean, the ball is completely in their court, but I'm like you. I'm getting sick and tired of talking about it. And if we're talking about this in a year from now, I'll be very disappointed. It'd be nice to put this behind us, and whether it's in Kansas, downtown, or hopefully North Kansas City, I'm hoping that, you know, hopefully by the end of the year, the Royals have made a decision where their next future home's going to be, and I just hope it's in North Kansas City or the Missouri side.
Last thing here, and I appreciate your time. I live in downtown Kansas City, so it's just a very short drive for me to go across the bridge, and I've certainly learned a lot more about North Kansas City over the last, I don't know, 2-3 years or so, as North Kansas City has certainly grown. You mentioned some of that nightlife. I go over there, have a drink, have something to eat, go to Screenland Armor. So North Kansas City is a place that I frequent. You know the other possible options out there around the city. Downtown is being flirted with, and Ware Park, Overland Park, 119th and all. What do you think makes this area, what do you think makes Clay County the ideal destination for the Royals?
Yeah, you know, we're very, you know, I'm not saying anything bad about any of the other locations, but Clay County is a very safe part of Kansas City, you know, and we're also talking about extending the streetcar. Well, not the county, but the city of North Kansas City is having those conversations with the streetcar authority about extending the streetcar across the Heart of America Bridge into North Kansas City. You know, we have a solid nightlife already. I mean, you drive by Chicken and Pickle, especially in the summertime, there's people there until 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night on a Tuesday night. And, you know, this would just bring a million more people through to North Kansas City. And, you know, if you look at North Kansas City, where it was at, I'm 41. When I was a kid, it felt like, you know, grandma and grandpa small town. And now it's got a very young, vibrant nightlife, younger demographics, and it's just completely changing. And I think this would help help continue to see Clay County and North Kansas City prosper.
Jason, I would love for the stadium to be downtown, but you know what? I'd much rather it be in Clay County than in Johnson or Wyandotte County. So we got to team up together on this side to keep things away from them.
Hey, I'm with you, man. Yeah, I want to do whatever I can. Clay County wants to be whatever, be a part of what, however we can to keep the teams in Missouri. And I think, you know, I think this makes perfect sense that, Royals come to Clay County, get 100% of the sales tax here, and then Jackson County gets to keep the Chiefs, and hopefully we can keep both teams here and not cross the state line.
That is Jason Withington joining us on the show today. Jason, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time.
All right, take care, brother.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.